We gather here this morning because this is Easter Sunday, and we are all excited about the resurrection of Christ. And somewhat we have a letdown in the gospel, because what we hear is the empty tomb. And you know, because we have been reading this gospel for a long time now, the empty tomb has become the sign and symbol of Christ's resurrection. And there's nothing wrong with that. We hear, you know, all these description of disciples and who cuts there first and who gets in first and all those silly things. And we focus on John, the beloved disciple, who goes in, finally, he looks into the tomb. He sees what's there, seeing, you know, the burial cloth and all those things. He remembers and he believes. He's the only one, really. Because the rest of them did not understand the scriptures yet. It's going to take time. In a liturgical calendar, it takes time until we have Pentecost, the coming of the Spirit, which is really, that's when we celebrate, you know, the empowerment of God for all people. That's how we come to see. That's how our eyes are open. It's through God's Spirit. In one sense, it's understandable that we read this reading, because we are in a similar situation. Physically not able to encounter Christ, we have to rely on our experiences, on that what we see, and how we see God's presence in the world. And because we see those things in the world, we've come to believe. But interestingly, as I told you, I think a beginning, I'm not really sure what I said, but at the beginning of our liturgy, if we just read the Gospel of John a little bit further, so when you go home, please take the Gospel of John, chapter 20, and then don't stop where the Gospel stopped today, but read verses 11 and 18. And all of a sudden, we see something very exciting. Mary Magdala, the one who went to the tomb in the morning, the one who pretty much freaks out because the body is not there. She just hangs around. Probably she's lost. She's very sad. She might be hysterical. I don't know. And she's in this garden. And what happens? Just right after this passage, she encounters the risen Christ. She talks to this stranger, described as a gardener, who later identifies himself as the resurrected Lord. Now, it is important that they are in the garden, because that's where people make love, in the garden. And today what we celebrate is God's love to all humankind. It is kind of sad that we don't read that today. So when you go home, please make sure to read it. Because this is a very clear, absolutely clear sign that no matter who we are, men or women, no matter what race to belong to, what language we speak, what ethnicity we have, whether we are gay or straight, whoever we are, we can witness to the risen Lord. That is a great message. We can be witnessing that Lord who we adore. However, there's a catch. And the catch is that we have to know who that Lord is. We have to have a good news for the world. We have to know exactly what is it what we believe in. What are the essentials? What are the things that are important for us to be disciples of Christ? And so today, I'm going to give you a homework, all of you. I'm going to check on you, by the way, every now and then. This is the homework. In Easter season, it's not just today, Easter season is quite long. In this Easter season, I would like you to reflect on your good news, the one that you can take into the world. Write it out, put it down, that when you go into the world and when you make Christ, when you make God visible, that news what you put down comes through. Whatever that might be, I don't know. It has to be yours. It cannot be mine. It has to be yours. We have to come to the mature adulthood of our faith where we can express the important essential elements. Because at the end, whether we are Mary Magdalene or one of the disciples, whether we see immediately or takes us 5 weeks to come to see, or takes longer, whether we are lost or not, at the end, our faith has to rely on something that's meaningful. It cannot rely on something that someone else said. It cannot rely on something that I read somewhere, but I'm not really sure what it means. Today's message of the resurrected Lord, today's message that God is alive, living among us, has to be spoken today in our own language. And today I especially want to point out all the women in our church, not just because of Mary Magdalene, but since from the beginning, women have played a very important role in our church. They make sure that you are here on time. They make sure that your children are here on time. They teach all those tenets of the church to their children. Women are very important. They can testify, they can witness to the risen Christ just as we men can do. And it's time for us to acknowledge that in our church. Today, as we joyfully celebrate the risen Christ, let us formulate our own good news and take it out to the world.